If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Before we get into this story, let's get this out of the way so there's no confusion about what is currently happening in this case. Lankin Snelling has pled not guilty to the charges against her. She is facing allegations of abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant. The preliminary autopsy on that infant was labeled inconclusive. There's no homicide charge as of right now. She waived her preliminary hearing in court, which moved her case to a grand jury. That's where things stand. No speculation, no exaggeration, just the facts on where things are at right now. And now we're going to talk about what those facts point to and what they say about us as a society. Because while the legal system handles what happened, we need to talk about why something like this happens in the first place. And it goes way beyond a single night in a college bedroom in Lexington. This is about what we're raising, what we're rewarding. And I'm curious to get your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube as you're watching this. So please do let me know them. If you're not already on YouTube, if you're listening to this as a podcast, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us there. The quiet, slow-moving moral collapse of a culture that teaches young women to prioritize their image over their humanity is what we're about to talk about. I know, deep. It is, but it's a conversation we've needed to have for a very long time. And if you have teens, if you're in a world where you have to interact with them, whether you're a teacher, a coach, or whatever, you got friends who've got teens, you probably are going to be able to relate to this in some way, shape, or form. At least I would hope you can, because it means you're paying attention. So let's run the clock back to the start of this case. According to investigators, Lankin gave birth alone in her off-campus bedroom in late August. She didn't tell anyone she was pregnant. And according to the police affidavit, she said she passed out during labor, came to, thought the baby might not be alive, but then later admitted to hospital staff that she saw it move, heard it whimper, allegedly. Not thought, not wondered. The allegation is she heard it. And what did she do? She allegedly wrapped the baby in a towel, put it in a black trash bag, place that bag in the closet, and carry it on with her day. You know, any other day. Took a shower, got dressed, ordered food, drove to the student clinic. And here's the part that just burns. Didn't go inside. She sat in the car and turned around. It's not panic. It's calculation. And when the police got her phone, according to them, they found photos she had taken during labor. Like, during labor. You know, like you do when you're in labor, taking selfies. And then deleted. They found search history about how to hide a pregnancy, how to cover it, how to control it, allegedly. This isn't chaos. This isn't a flailing girl in shock. This is someone who knew on some level that what she had just done couldn't be seen. Because if it was seen, it might crack the shell of who she pretended to be. And she couldn't let that happen. Now, could she? Why? And this is pure speculation. But here's what it feels like when we really take a deep dive and try to understand what the hell is going on here. It seems like for girls like Lincoln, and let's be honest, she's far from the only one being perceived as flawed, messy, or broken. They look at that as the ultimate sin. Not death, not pain, not even a dead baby in the closet. No, the real horror is being found out. Not that you're pregnant, but just found out who you actually are. And if you don't know who you are, then who are people going to see? Having your perfect little life unravel under public scrutiny, having your brand, if you will, tainted by a truth that doesn't photograph well. It's a culture a lot of young women are ingrained in because they were taught that. She does what she's been trained to do. She manages the optics in this situation. She deletes the photos. She hides the evidence. She walks into court later with a full face of makeup, looking like the lead in her own damage control campaign. I know this is not about makeup. This is about performance, about the kind of social conditioning that teaches girls their appearance, their polish, their ability to present an untouchable persona is more important than any real consequence they leave in their wake. We live in a culture that rewards appearance more than it rewards morality. We applaud girls who look like they have it all together, who never cry publicly, who never get caught slipping, who post their bad days with just the right lighting, just the right filter, just the right caption. Aesthetic sadness, curated breakdowns, all of it fake. We're creating young women who are masters of control and emotionally bankrupt when it comes to connection, accountability, or empathy. And young men, too. You think I'm being too harsh? Then explain to me how a 22-year-old college athlete delivers her own child, hears it cry, hears it breathe, and chooses to place it in a trash bag in a closet instead of calling for help, and then applies more makeup to go out in public. That's not panic. It's practice. And before anyone says, you don't know what it's like to be pregnant and scared. No, I don't. But you know what I do know? I know what it looks like when someone is so deep inside their own image that even a human life becomes a PR problem. That's not just fear, that's narcissism. Not the kind you throw around as an insult. The real kind. The cultural kind. The one we feed with likes and retweets and filtered photos and influencer vulnerability. It's actually just branding with better lighting. We're raising girls who are more fluent in posing than in owning their own mistakes. More trained in performing femininity than practicing integrity. And when those girls get hit with something real, something terrifying, something they can't filter or crop or manage, many respond the only way they know how. Delete it, hide it, bury it, sometimes literally. And look, we can have the conversation, I understand, about, yes, there's no abortion clinics, and I think that's insane too. There should certainly be access to women's reproductive care everywhere in this country, in every state, in every city. But this is a story that seems to go beyond that. You think Lincoln's an outlier? She's not. She's a logical endpoint of a system that teaches girls that the worst thing you can do is be exposed. Not evil, not cruel. Exposed. And this isn't the first time we've seen it. Brooke Schuyler Richardson, ring a bell? She was the Ohio cheerleader who gave birth in secret, buried the baby in the backyard, then tried to go back to life like nothing happened. Got off on a murder charge, convicted for abuse of a corpse. That trial turned into a circus, same exact theme, secondary, or secrecy, control. I don't want to ruin my image. Alexis Avilia in New Mexico gave birth, wrapped the baby in a bag, tossed it in a dumpster like yesterday's garbage, and she was caught on surveillance video. The baby survived. Mom's doing 16 years. This is not new. What is new is how normalized this type of behavior has become. Because these girls aren't operating in isolation. They're functioning exactly how we've taught them how to function, how society has created risk and reward systems, and what we've told them values more than anything. Their beauty, their vanity. You all must look alike. You must fit this profile. And when you don't, what do? Hide the shame, protect your aesthetic. Save the brand. It's mean girl culture, but with higher stakes. It's not just rumors and group chats and cyberbullying anymore. It's life and death. And when you've been raised to believe your face, your body, your Instagram feed are your most valuable assets, you protect them like gold, even if it costs someone else everything. Let's not kid ourselves here, because the contrast is brutal. A mother hears her newborn cry, and instead of panic, she makes a decision to cover it up, to carry on, to look normal, to stay composed. I've read the court documents. They're dry, just facts. No emotion, but you can feel what's between the lines. A calmness that doesn't feel like shock. A calculated order of events. Things happen. Photos erased. A visit to the clinic, but only to the parking lot. That's not chaos. That's containment. Because in the mind of someone raised inside this vanity-driven culture, what matters isn't what happens or happened. It's whether anyone can see it. And can you clean it up? Can you erase it? Can you look okay afterwards? Can you keep the show going? That's all that counts. And if you don't think we're complicit in building that mentality, you're lying to yourself. We're the ones liking the posts. We're the ones double tapping the perfection. We're the ones pushing self-care as image maintenance instead of real emotional development. We're the ones raising girls who think asking for help is weakness and getting away with it is power. We are reaping what we've sown. This isn't a fluke. This is a warning. Now look, I'll say it again so it's crystal clear. Lincoln Snelling is innocent until proven guilty. There is no homicide charge yet. The autopsy is inconclusive. The grand jury will decide what happens next. And if anything changes, we'll let you know. But the cultural part of this, the part that has nothing to do with courtrooms and everything to do with who we are, we don't need to wait for a verdict. Because that baby ended up in a closet. And that should be enough. This is the moment where parents, coaches, friends, teachers, everyone who touches the lives of young women need to stop asking, how do we protect her reputation? And start asking, have we taught her to value a life more than a like?
Because if we don't fix this now, we're going to keep seeing these stories. We're going to keep raising girls who are experts in posing, but empty on the inside. Girls who know how to style a breakdown, but not how to survive one. Girls who don't even flinch when they make the worst decision of their lives because the camera is still rolling and they're trained to look good in the wreckage. You want to change it? And start saying this out loud. Your image isn't your identity. Your perfection isn't what makes you lovable. Your mistakes don't ruin you. But covering them up might. I'll say this too. You ever find yourself in a moment you can't handle? Tell the damn truth. Call for help. Cry. Break. Be messy. Be real. People will show up, hopefully. Because if we don't start offering that as an alternative, then girls like Lake and Snelling will keep choosing silence, secrecy, control, an appearance that they believe they have to keep up because they've been conditioned to think that is normal and healthy. Since they could pick up a phone. The law will handle what happens in Lexington, but culture, that's a whole other thing. That's on us. Fix it before the next closet has a name. Choose the human, not the brand. It's a lesson for all of us and our social media-centric society where image is more important than reality. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us and leave us your thoughts. Be sure to press subscribe while you're there as well. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free.
With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.